My name is Susan Piawati, New Paltz, New York, and I'd like to make a comment about George W. Bush and his inappropriate behavior by patting people and telling dirty jokes, women in particular. And I'm wondering if anybody thought he might have had frontal lobe dementia, which would take away all judgment and boundaries. And it's not that I have ever been supporter of anybody in the Bush family. It's just I think that this could be part of the problem.
This is John Barnes in Hillsdale, New York. My comment is President Trump has decided to hold back parts of the information about the assassination of John F. Kennedy that has been released by the National Archives because it may compromise our national security. It is hard to imagine that papers about an event that took place 54 years ago contain information that compromises our national security. There are many questions about the Warren Commission's official report on JFK's assassination. A very credible book, The Unspeakable by James W. Douglas, debunks the Warren report and alleges that elements within the government, including the military leadership and the CIA, planned the assassination. If there is no truth to these allegations or to other so-called conspiracy theories about Kennedy's assassination, then the best way to put them to rest is to disclose all of the information.
Dennis Pollack, Hinsdale, Mass. On the roundtable this Thursday morning, the men, particularly Alan, were talking way too much about fine distinctions regarding sexual assault of women, when they should be letting the women doing the talking, asking the women all about what it's like for them, including the serious repercussions it has on their working life.
My name is Winifred Berendt, East Windham, New York. I am listening to the roundtable, and I am sick that they are spending so much time on sexual harassment. There are other important things to get onto. Please, enough is enough.